I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. When you hear that piece, do you immediately think, beef, it's what's for dinner? For years, the hoedown from Rodeo has been used as the music for the Beef Council commercials. It's a logical connection, I guess. Rodeo, cattle roping, beef, dinner. A lot of classical music turns up in TV commercials. For instance, airlines love the way some pieces make you feel like you're flying, even without the plane. United Airlines used George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue to get people to fly the friendly skies. And British Airways used music from an opera, the Flower Duet from Lakmé by Léo Delibes. It's so blissful it could make anyone forget their fear of flying. Car makers like to use classical music to show how classy their cars are. When the folks at Oldsmobile introduced a car named Aurora, they described it with words like harmony and orchestration. And whose music did they turn to? Aaron Copland, his ballet Appalachian Spring, and the arrangement he made of the Shaker tune Simple Gifts. German carmaker Audi called its model A4 the definition of a premium car. The music used in the commercial was premium, even if it wasn't quite classical music. But you often hear the Bulgarian State Radio and Television Vocal Choir recording of this Bulgarian folk song on classical music radio stations. Another car maker, I think it was Honda, used music from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet in its commercials. For some reason, when breakfast cereals use classical music, they're out to have fun. Years ago, there was a wonderful commercial for Quaker Puffed Rice that proclaimed that the cereal was shot from guns. Why would anyone want to shoot cereal from guns? They probably dreamed up that slogan just so that in the commercial, they could use the great guns at the end of Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture. Another serial used a bit of opera, but with a change in the words. This is the great Laugh Clown Laugh aria, or solo, from the opera I Pagliacci, The Clowns. But that's not what you heard in the commercial. Instead, a character sobbed, "No more Rice Krispies! We've run out of Rice Krispies!" Speaking of changing the words, I'm sure poor Rossini never imagined that an aria from his opera The Barber of Seville would be used to encourage grass to grow. Instead of Figaro, the commercial sang the name of the fertilizer, Vigoro. And I suspect that Richard Wagner has been rolling over in his grave ever since the most famous bit of music from one of his operas became the background for a mouthwash commercial. The Ride of the Valkyries has been used in all kinds of ways that Wagner would never have expected. Next month on Classics for Kids, music by a composer who was born in Germany but became famous when he moved to England. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids, which was produced with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.